Okay. We had in the Gemara on Ham and Aleph. The Gemara said that the case of a woman bringing her own get is an uncommon occurrence. And because it's an uncommon occurrence, it's a mishlo shchicha. Mishlo shchicha lo gozer berabonon. And therefore what? There's no gzera of shemiyachs or dolo kafulu. Right? If it's lach shalomdu, why should a woman say b'fanenechta? It's acha shalomdu. There's no gzera because of mishlo shchicha. So what is the reason why we paskin ladinit that a woman that brings her own get has to say b'fanenechta, b'fanenechta? What is the svar? So what did the Gemara say? Shelo tachlok b'shlichis. What does that mean? Shelo tachlok b'shlichis. What does that mean? That lo tachlok b'shlichis means that it conquers and trumps the ocean of being lo shchiach. The fact that it's lo tachlok b'shlichis, we make a low plug that even the woman has to say, despite the fact that what? That it's an uncommon occurrence. What you see from the Gemara, that something that is lo shchiach is beaten out, meaning you have a gzeira that doesn't apply to lo shchiach things, right? That's an accepted klal. That a gzeira does not apply to uncommon things. Versus a lo plug. What wins, says the Gemara? What wins? The Gemara says the lo plug wins. Lo plug is miskaber on that cloud of gzera, lo nemar, lo omer, lo nemar al dvar shloshchiyah. Lo nemar al dvar shloshchiyah. Okay? That's a very important point itself that comes out right off the Gemara. If you don't think about it, that something that's lo plug beats out something that is what? That is a gzera that's not said lo shchiach. That's why the Gemara says a woman has to say b'fanei nechta. Is that correct? Yes? That comes off the Gemara. That's a very important cloud that you have to know. Let's see the Tosfos, Adam. The second one, shelo tachlok b'shlichis. Go ahead. Do the Dibra Masko. Go ahead. Go ahead. The shchiach. Oh, what's Tosis saying? It's one thing to say that the low plug beats out the gzer lo shchiach on what? Shluchim, that cases that there's one shliach. But if there's two shluchim, that's already a different realm. And two shluchim are uncommon. And since two shluchim are uncommon, therefore the halach is that we paskin, and we're going to see now with the sugya, that two guys do not have to say b'fanei nechta if they are two shluchim. You understand what Tosfos said? Tosfos says, I'm willing to make the gzeira of what? I'm willing to make the gzeira within what? One guy, chad de lo shliach. What's the case of chad de lo shliach? A woman. Chad de lo shliach is a case of a woman. I'm willing to make the lo plug on the woman because that's one. But two shluchim, that's already too much. Two shluchim, you don't say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. So I want you to get that. It's very interesting. The lo plug beats out this category within one shliach. Rak b'shliach echad. But legami two shluchim, we won't say that. And we'll fall back to the rule of what? Milsud lo shchicha lo gozer berabonim. Okay? And that's assuming that two guys are uncommon. It's a very interesting cloud. It really comes off. One of the fellows asked me after shir. But that's what happens. Really, the gzeira lo plug beats out this klal, except when you're talking about two guys. Two guys is already too much already. Two guys, I don't know how you could say it in one of two ways. You could say two guys are really uncommon, which I don't really like to say because we found a day of today in the Gemara, which we'll see, that says two guys are common. What's the other way to say it? Why are you going to limit the lo plug only to one and not two? Go ahead.
The lo plug only trumps when they're related, when they are connected.
Right.
But when they're in different categories.
Okay, good, well said. I like that svarav yitzi. In other words, low plug is a low plug. But let's not get out of hand. In other words, we're willing to say the low plug by one shliach. But to start taking that blanket to two shluchim, that's already too much. In other words, there's got to be boundaries in the low plug, you're saying. That's what you're saying, basically. There's got to be boundaries in the low plug. We're willing to have a low plug win by one shlich, but it's already too much to say by even two shlich. Okay, very good. Well said. Let's turn now to Daf Tet Zayin. Okay? Let's see the Mishnah. I want to see the Gemara. Okay, let's go through it. Adam, you read very good. Let's go see it. Let's go through it because it's really impossible to see this Tosfos and understand it properly without seeing the Gemara. And I didn't give it to you, but I saw it this morning. I didn't give you the Gilyon HaShas. Did anyone take a look at that Gilyon HaShas? Not only is it impossible to really understand this Tosfos without seeing the Gemara there, it's impossible cubed to understand the Rebbe Kivager without seeing the Gemara. Okay? There's a Rebbe Kivager on the Tosfos. I don't know if you noticed. Okay? Let's see the Gemara quickly on Daf Tet Zayin quickly, but let's get it clear. Go ahead. Okay, what did the Mishnah say? If one guy says b'fanei nechtam, one guy says b'fanei nechtam, what's the din? Puzzle. Well said, Adam. That's what the Mishnah says. Let's see inside. Go ahead. Now, what does that mean, that phrase? No, what does it mean? It's very important we get this phrase. What does this phrase mean? That what? That only one of the two guys was the shliach. We don't know which one, but only one of the two is the shliach. Either the guy that said, I want you to get this, you got to get that phrase. Either the guy that said b'fanei nechtav or the guy that said b'fanei nechtav. I don't know which one, but only one of them was the shliach. Ah, you'll tell me, Rebbe, what's the other guy doing there? He happened to be there, okay? He was there. He traveled from Medina Siam to Eretz Yisrael, but he was not the shliach. So the guy who says b'fanei nechtav wasn't the shliach. The guy who says b'fanei nechtav was the shliach. Or fakir. But they were not both shluchim. That is why, Adam, it's possible. Does everyone got that phrase? That's what it means. What's novel to me is what's the other guy doing there? Don't ask me that. He was there. That's the case. The ukimtas, we assume he got there. Why would a guy schlep through? Maybe he's making a trip to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? In other words, the guy was not the shlich. What's he doing in Eretz Yisrael? He was there. For whatever reason, he was there. Go ahead, Adam. Yo, quickly, go ahead.
Shliach also
shliach. But he didn't make him that. No, he didn't make him a shliach. On shliach. Go ahead, Adam. Viter. Oh, but if both of them are shluchim, it's kosher. Even if one of them says b'fanei nechtav and one of them says b'fanei nechtav, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? Go ahead, Adam. We see that if two guys bring it and two guys are the shluchim, they don't have to say anything. So if they don't have to say anything, it's fine. No problem. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. The reason why it's puzzle is because both of them are not what? Shluchim. And that means one shliach did not say both. But fanechtom, go ahead. Machshir Rabbanim? You mean if both of them are holding the get, it's good? So what did he say to him? Who was talking here? Abai said to who? To Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda and Rav Yochanan. So what does he say back to him? Amalei what? He says yes, it will be kosher. Go ahead now. Oh, and if they're not holding the get, what are they arguing about? Why would the Rabbanan say it's possible? Go ahead. Who's the first Marsover? The Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say it's possible. Why? Because if you see, what's the case? Two and one. Two guys says b'fanei nechtav, one guy says b'fanei nechtav. Why is that possible? Because people are going to see what? Only one guy said b'fanei nechtam. They're going to think in star staros what? They're going to think in star staros one guy is acceptable. Even though two guys said b'fanei nechtav, but we don't care. We don't care. That's the way you have to be ma'azmah this Gemara. We don't care. The two guys that said b'fanei nechtav is not going to stop us from getting confused. Go ahead. That's the push-up shot, what you have to say in the Gemara. Go ahead. Rabbanon. And who's the Mar Sover? Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says you don't make a Gzera. Why? Why does Reb Yehuda say you don't make a Gzera of the Chlufe? Why does he say there'll be no confusion? Because there are two guys that said what? Bifaneinu nechtav. So that's going to be a flag. That's enough of a flag. It's not going to be a problem. Okay? We got that? That's the first lashon. But the first lashon holds on Daf Tet Zayin. Let's get it. First lashon rishon is what? Shnayim ein srichin. Viteran, let's go. Okay? Go ahead. Viter. Second lashon, go ahead. Ah, that this case of Echad on Rufanin, Echad on Rufanin, Echad, why is it possible? Because both guys are shluchim. So why is it possible? Alma Kassavar. And they didn't say it. One guy said one guy said the other. Second Lashon says, go ahead, Viter. Amr Le'abaye. Go ahead. You read it. Oh, very good. Even get Yotz Minach Shem, you mean the Rabban and Pasel? Why? They're both Shluchim. Go ahead. Yes, the Rabban and do Pasel that. Why? Go ahead. Period. Who holds what? The Rabban and Holy Shema. And if the Rabban and Holy Shema, therefore what? The Rabban and Holy Shema, therefore what? What are you going to say? You tell me. The Rabban and Holy Shema, what's up, shot? We need what? We need both guys to say Bifaneinu Nechtam, Bifaneinu Nechtam. He didn't have that. So the get is what? The get is possible because both guys must say Bifaneinu Nechtam, Bifaneinu Nechtam. What about, go ahead, Umar Savar? Umar Savar, Lafisha what? Why is that okay? Because you hold Kiyum, and therefore what? And therefore what? What is this case here? Two guys said Bifanei Nechtam, one guy said Bifanei Nechtam. Why is that okay? Because why? Because you could always fall back on the two Shluchim. That'll offset the Baal's error. Even though there weren't two guys who said Bifaneinu Nechtam. Yes? Go ahead. So according to the second Lashon, what do we set up? We set up the Machlekes Rabba Ravas and Machlekes Tanoim. Go ahead, Lema. Lame is always a havamin that schlugged up, Tosis writes him Sachem. Lame is always a havamin that schlugged up. Let's say that Rab and Rav is a machlik's tanoim. Rab is like the Rabbanan and Rav is like Rabbi Yehuda. Go ahead. It's wrong. It cannot be. Go ahead. Okay. Rav says I'm like the first Lashon. That two guys, what? Do not have to say. Right? Two guys do not have to say. It was off the diyu. Yes? Two guys do not have to say. What does Rabba say? Everyone holds Lishma. Now, what does this mean? Rabba is sticking to the second Lashon. Go ahead. Bahacha. Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Wow. Rabba is like the first Lashon. Rabba is like what? Lashon Rishon Shnei Minitzer. Sorry. Lashon Sheni, Lashon Sheni, Shnayim Tzarech, Tzrichim. How does Rava fits with the first Lashon the Gemara is saying right now? Kiyum. First Lashon is Rava, Kiyum. Second Lashon, Rava says, I can work out. How do I work that out? How do I work out this Lashon? Amazing thing. The Rabbanan say you have to say. Because the Rabbanan hold two guys are a common occurrence. And therefore you make a gzeir of Shemiyachsa Dabla Kukula. That's what the Gemara is saying, black on white. I'm not making it up. It says the Rabbanan made a gzeir. But it's two guys. The Rabbanan hold two guys are common. That's a common occurrence. Rabbi Yudol holds it's uncommon, therefore you don't make the gzeir. Therefore the Rabbanan say two guys must say Bifaneinu Nechtam, Bifaneinu Nechtam, and they didn't say it, puzzle. The Gemara is saying black on white, according to the second Lashon, that two guys are a common occurrence. That's smack against our Gemara. Our Gemara said black on white, two guys are what? Are an uncommon occurrence. And we should note this is the Rabbanan Shita. Don't just tell me it's according to Shita Yichidah. It's not. It's the Chachamim. That's an amazing Chiddush. That's what the Gemara says. Go ahead now. Reb Yudah should also argue on the first case. What was the first case? What was the first case in the Mishnah? One guy saying the fun of Nechtam, and one guy saying the fun of Nechtam. Reb Yudah should say that's good too. Go ahead. He does argue. Go ahead. Amar Ula? He does argue on that case just as well. Excellent. He does argue. Go ahead. He asked the Kasha Ula from a Brisa. Go ahead. He only matches this case and not another one. My love. Excellent. Seems like Rebbe apostles that case. Come on, answers. Love, no. He doesn't make. He doesn't apostle that case. That case is kosher too. Go ahead. So what's he coming to exclude? Oh, I want you to know Rebbe says, I apostle that case. That case, everyone, I agree, is apostle. So that's a chiddush? Yes, the Gemara says. Go ahead. Nami lo gazer. I would think Rebbe Yudah doesn't hold on any gzeiras. He doesn't hold the yachsav of the kakula. He doesn't hold the vod nasa lechlufe. So I would think if a guy says echad b'fanei nechtov, right? And one guy says b'fanei nechtov, one guy says lo b'fanei nechtov, no big deal. So you don't have a flag. I don't hold the vasa lechlufe. So I think everything's fine. Kamash m'lan, that what? No, that case Rebbe Yudah agrees is possible. So which two cases Rebbe Yudah machsher? Echad or b'fanei nechtov, echad or b'fanei nechtov, and shnayim omrim what? B'faneinu nechtov, v'echram b'fanei nechtov, also Rebbe Yudah machshers. Why does Rebbe Yudah machsher that? Because Rebbe Yudah works with Lishma, and he makes the gzeira. He doesn't make the gzeira of Shami Yachsav Lover L'Kakula when there are two guys. Lo gazrinin, when there are two guys. He doesn't make the gzeira. It's an uncommon occurrence. The whole gzeira, takana b'fanei nechtov doesn't apply. Viter, go ahead. Excellent. Meaning, what does it say, black and white? That we've come to a machlokes Rebbe Yudah in the Rabbanan. Who is this a raya to? The first or second lashon? Second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Why is it a second lashon of Rabbi Yochanan? Because they're both holding the get, and we still had a machlokes Rebbe Yudah in the Rabbanan. What was the crux of a difference between the first lashon and the second lashon? What is the crux? The crux is the first lashon is they're not holding. Both of them are not shluchim. Right? That was the pshat in the Mishnah. Then we made a diuk off that. The second lashon holds the Mishnah is talking about they're both shluchim. Okay, Mishnah omeres shneim shluchim, shneim shluchim. The part of lashon rishon, the Mishnah is rak echa is a shliach. Then we built off a diuk off that, but that's the crux. And what does it say, black on white? Both of them are holding it, and we have a machlok shibidur rabbanon. That's what the second lashon said. The first lashon said the machlok was only when you have one shliach. If they're both shluchim, there's no machlokes Rebbe Yudah in the Rabbanan. That's why this is a riot in the second lashon. You got it? That's why it's a riot in the second lashon. It's very important. There's a very way to remember it. The whole day today, you can chazed this daf in your mind when you go to the college classes. The summarization of the Gemara. Go ahead. Fighter, let's go. Rabbi Barachana was ill. Chas v'shol, Rachmano Litzan. Go ahead, he was sick. Go ahead and ill. Go ahead. Rav Yudah Rabbah visit Bikur Cholim. Go ahead. Some have a girsa on the side of Rabbanan. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. That's like which lashon that we wrote on the board? Which lashon? First lashon, right? Go ahead. We'll discuss that today, Bezushim, when we get to it. Is that a migu or not? They could always back off. They could always fall back on saying that both of them are divorced. Go ahead. Let's get this. In the meantime, there was a Persian man that came. Go ahead. He took the what? He took the wick. He took the candle away from them because they had in their they had a law of the Persians that they could only have light in their holidays in the base of Avodah Zarah. Anytime they saw their light, they would extinguish it. Go ahead. So Rabbi Barachana said to Hashem, he prayed to Hashem. Go ahead. Devar Esav. Notice, either Hashem protect us from these Persians, or let us live under the Roman auspices, not under the Persians. Ask the Gemara, go ahead. You mean to tell me the Romans are better than the Persians regarding of treating us? Go ahead.
Rabbi Chiya,
Right? Hashem knows our ways and understands the place. Go ahead, Gemara Darshans. Hashem knew that we couldn't take the Xeris of the Romans, that we shouldn't be Osik Vitorah. So what did he do? Amad? Actually, he exiled us to Babylonia, so we should be able to learn Torah. So you see that the Romans are much worse than the Babylonians. Go ahead. Meaning in Babylonia was much better than the Romans before the Persians came to Babel. Before Korash, Melech Paras, captured Babel. Go ahead, ha? Once the Persians got the bubble with Koresh, then it was terrible. Then they were attacked even worse than the Romans. Okay, Viter, let's finish the Mishnah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Now what's the Shchiddush? One guy said b'fanei nechtam, two guys says b'fanei nechtam. But if the guy that's the Shliach is the Eid Ksiva, no problem. We view as if he's like, there are two guys on both. You got that? Okay? That means if the Shliach is the guy who said what? The Fanei Nechdov. It's fine. Go ahead. But if the two guys that are holding, that said Fanei Nechdov are the Shluchim, and the one guy was not the Shliach who said Fanei Nechdov, then you're off Tzuris. It's Pasul. Why? Go ahead. Then you're stuck because both the guys who said b'faneinu nechtav did not say b'faneinu nechtav. All right, what about the reverse case? Why is that okay? Okay, but what's the svara? Why if the one guy who's the shliach who said b'faneinu nechtav, why is he treated like two? That I was a little bit bothered by. You know what I'm saying? Why is that so? I mean, the Gemara said the svara, but what's the beer in that svara? You know what I'm saying? Why do you say the one guy who said b'faneinu nechtav is treated like two? What do you mean? Because it works? I understand, but he only said b'faneinu necht. He only said b'faneinu nechtav. He didn't say b'faneinu nechtav.
And then you have two other people though for the nechtav.
Okay, that's what you have to say. What Yossi's saying, you have two guys on the kium, and you have one guy in the b'faneinu nechtav. But what about the reverse case? If they were the shluchim,
then you only have one guy on the nechtav. So
yeah, but if you're a kium person, right? You don't care, right? If you're a kium person, you don't care. No. Yeah, why you split it one way and not the other way? What's the pshat in the Gemara?
Well, in one way you have two and two, the other way you only have two and one.
No, but I'm saying that in the two and one case, at least what? At least you don't know it's written lishma. That's what I'm saying. If you have two guys say b'faneinu nechtam, and they're the shluchim, right? But the other guy said what? B'faneinu nechtav, you don't know if it's written lishma. The ksiv you don't know lishma. That's why it's possible. The other way, though, we know it's lishma, and like you said, you've taken care of everything. You have the one guy who said b'fanei nechtav, who said lishma, he's the shliach, and he had two guys at least as Adam and Kiyum. That's why you're taking care of anything. That's why it's good only one way, and it's bad the other way. Everyone got what I'm saying? Yossi, go ahead.
Maybe you could say by the ksiva aspect of the lishma aspect, it's something more, it's less intangible, it's less tangible, it's more something more like up in the air. But as far as Kiyum, as far as ksiva, that's the Kiyum anyway, so if you have two,
Okay, that's what we're... You're right. So if you have one guy on the ksiva, that's the takana of Fanei Nechtav. At least he verified as lishma. And you have two guys as kiyum.
I'm saying that's why we'd be more...
Okay, could be. But I'm saying the reverse way won't work. Because you have two guys on the chasima who are the shluchim. They don't know if it's lishma. Are you going to tell me you have one aid? One aid's bogus. So it's like what you're saying. Okay, very good. That's the reason. But what does Rav Ami say? I want you to get this. Daf Yud Zayin... Lashon Rishon of who? Is it Rav Ami? Yes, no? Isn't it Rav Ami? Yeah. Shnayim what? Shnayim Tzrichim. Go ahead. Heiter, Adam, you're doing a great job. Go ahead.
I'm a Rav Asi. Elohim has the ratio of the Kani Shnayim Umar B'tein HaNathav Efa Umar B'tein HaNathav and Pasol of Yudamachir.
Right. Even, rhetorically, even Get Yotz B'tein Rabban and Pasol? Go ahead. Yes, they do apostle it. Because the bottom line is that what? If you have two guys that say one guy said nechtam, the Rabbanim, they say it's apostle. Because two guys have to say both, right? And they didn't. Go ahead. Sometimes they were sitting, and he saw Rav Ami say that even if it's Yochid ben Hashneim, it's kosher. Oh, different than the first Lashon, yes? Even if the two Shluchim, Eri Chasima, said it was good, it's kosher. Go ahead. Meaning you're a Kiyum person. You don't care about the fact there was only one guy on Befanei Nechtav and he wasn't the Shliach. I really don't care about that. Go ahead. So Lashon Sheni of Rav Ami is what? Is Shnayim Einot Sark. Shnayim Einot Sark. Go ahead. Oh, you mean to tell me that what? What's the kasha? Shtayim say the echad. Shtayim say b'fanei nechlam. Echad says b'fanei nechlam. Pasul. Read the mashia. Go ahead. Taima. Would the rabbanim mashia such a case? Go ahead. Yes, they would. What do you mean they would? You just got through saying earlier that they wouldn't in the first lashon. So go ahead. Bazimnin. Sometimes you don't say like that, like the first lashon. Go ahead. He said that this second lashon is the peg that doesn't move. I stick with the second lashon. So as I pointed out to a few guys in Seder, it's flipped. Rav Ami's lashon is in the lashon sheni shnayim in otzarech. That's like the first lashon on top of Zion. And Rav Ami and the lashon rishon is shnayim zuchim. That's like the second lashon. Okay? But what do you get the impression? Not impression. Bottom line, how do we paskin? Two guys, do they have to say b'fanei nechtam or not? Yes or no? No, they do not. Halacha l'maisa. Excellent job. Let's turn to Tosis now, okay? And get ready for the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, okay? All right. Let's go. Very good job, Adam. Okay, that's the Gemara there. Okay, we should chazer it over in our minds. Go ahead. Back to Tosis now, Beitrei. Let's go. Go ahead. Ham it out. Beitrei, let's go. Yeah, go ahead, Adam. Beitrei. Period. Please get this. A lot of guys are asking this. What does this mean? How many nafkaminas do we have on Beis and Beis? Medina, Medina, Beret Israel, Asiya Beitrei, and what else? Osa Medina. We dropped Medina, Medina, Beret Israel in the advent of what? The world being changed with Rav Islay to Rava. Yes? We have two nafkaminas left. Tosfos says, forget about it. If it's Achash Shalom to Asiya Beitrei, that is not a nafkamina. Because Asiya Beitrei, there's no problem of Kiyum. Achash Shalom, there's no problem of Lishma. Drop that nafkamina. We got that? Drop it. Oh, you'll tell me Gzeres Shem Yachzor Dovah L'Kukulo? What's your response? It's not Shchiyah because it's two. Excellent. So, do we have any nafkaminas? Are there any nafkaminas left? So the Tosfos HaRosh points out, Yossi showed it to me. Please get this down. Tosfos HaRosh says we have one nafkamina left. Osa Medina, the Medina Siyam, with one guy. Because Osa Medina, Medina Siyam, with one guy, there's no problem of Kiyum, but there's a problem of Lishma. Oh, you tell me, Rabbi, Lacha Shalom, Yachso Dovah L'Kukulo. And one guy is common. So get that down, please. Tosfos HaRosh says one nafkamina is left. Osa Medina, the Medina Siyam with one Shliach. Is there any other nafkamina out there? Yes, Tosfos says. Go ahead, Adam. Get this down. How many shluchim? One. Let's say one shliach brings a get that's mekuyim already. Does he need b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, Seth? Yes, if you hold lishma. Oh, you'll tell me gzeres shem yachzor l'kulo? Yes, lishma. That's a common occurrence. No problem with mekuyim. It's already mekuyim. Where else do we find that this was brought up before? Someone tell me. We got a chazer. Tosfos where? What daf? Bezim and Bez. Tosfos says, why wasn't Get Mekuyim brought up as one of the three nafkaminas? Could have been a fourth. What did he say? Because Get Mekuyim is subsumed under what? Asiya Beitrei. Well, now Tosfos is saying, Get Mekuyim is not subsumed under Asiya Beitrei. You can draw up Get Mekuyim with one shliach. Tosfos earlier on Bezim and Bez. Dear Mask, Asiya Beitrei, the end of the Tosfos. Right? I'm sorry. Tosfos Dear Mask, my Beinayu. The end of the Tosfos said, "V'hadalokomer get mekuyim, ikim benamishum da'avi b'chlal, shi'ah beitrei de'domin le'mekuyim." Shui Beitrei is get Mekuyim subsumed under Shui Beitrei. Well, now Tosis is saying, no, it doesn't. Get Mekuyim, you can draw up with one guy, and that'll still be a Nafkamina. So you put together a Tosar Rosh and Tosis, how many Nafkaminas do you have so far? Two. Osu Medina, Bimedina Siam, with one guy. Akar Shalomda with the Xayra, and number two, get Mekuyim with one guy as well. Viter Ad. Uda Kaman. What? You read this Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Later on in the second parak, on Daf Tet Zayin, there's an opinion, a Deya, that says two guys must say b'fanei nechtav, even after Achar Shalomdu. What do you mean even after Achar Shalomdu? Two guys, there's automatic, no problem of Kiyum. It's Achar Shalomdu. Are you going to tell me Gzeira? It's lo shchiach. What are the words? How do you translate the words? The lo chashiv lei mils lo shchicha. What does that mean? What is the lo chashiv? The double negative. The lo chashiv lei mils lo shchicha. Meaning it's a double negative. Double negative math is what? Positive. How much more so than Torah? So meaning what? The lo chashiv lei mils lo shchicha. Meaning it's considered Adam to be a what? What does those words mean? It's not considered not to be uncommon. Meaning it's considered to be common. Two guys are considered to be common? Where is that? We never heard of such a shita. Where's the shita? Please identify it for me. Tetzayinim Ibeis, where? Let's be more specific. We spent all morning on it. The second Lashon, according to who? The second Lashon, according to the Rabbanon, in Rabbah. They said Gazrinin, Mar Sover Gazrinin, and Tet Zayin and Beis, the Gemara you read. That is the Shita, the Rabbanon. They make the Gzeira. Lashon Sheni, Shnayim Tzrichim. That's what we said, Shnayim Tzrichim. Because according to the Rabbanon, they hold two is common, and they make the Gzeira Shemi Achzor Dovla Kukula. Reb Yehuda said Lo Gazrinin. That's how Rab was able to fit both Lashonos, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbanon. In the case of Shnayim Omer Mifanei Nechtav, Echad Omer Mifanei Nechtav. According to Rabbi, you don't have to say, right? In Shnayim Omer Mifanei Nechtav, Echad Omer Mifanei Nechtav. Why according to Reb Yehuda don't you have to say, is it kosher? Why is it kosher according to Reb Yehuda? Because there's no problem with Lishma. We don't make the Gzeira because it's two. And what? I mean, it's Kiyum. Where's the Kiyum? It's a little bit difficult, Lamai. So where's the Kiyum in that case, though? Where's the Kiyum in that case? Because we're really basically holding, where's the Kiyum in that case? Why does Rebbe Maksha that? Because we're working with him Lishma. Rabbah was like the first Lashon. Second Lashon is Rabbah. So you're not working with Kiyum. See, it wouldn't make sense. Rebbe would have to apostle it. See, Rabbah, the second Lashon was Rabbah. And Rabbah's makes Zixayr according to the Rabbanan. So you open up this Taisa, you think where's Taisa coming from? We saw the Gemara, he says it beferish. And it's the Rabbanan too, it's not Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, back to Taisus. Go ahead. So what does he say here? So what is his point of pointing that out for? What is he trying to point that out for? You understand what I'm saying? What's he trying to point out here? That what? What's he trying to point out? Was he just trying to point out a Bikiyas that there's such a Shita? He's just trying to point out, what do you think Tosa's pointing out by making this line of the Gemara? What do you think Tosa's trying to say? He's trying to say that, you know what, even though our Gemara holds of it, that it's Lo Shiach, I want you to know, not everyone agrees to it. Okay? That's Tosa's point. Tosa says there are Shitas out there in the Gemara that say two guys are common. That's what Tosa's driving at. Okay? The Hechreyach, you have to hold that man, don't regard betrays most of the Shchicha. You understand what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question. Did the Gemara say black on white, Adam, that opinion holds its common? On Tet Zayin and Beis, did it say it or not? What was the Lashon of the Gemara? Gazrinin. So what's the outgrowth of that? What do you mean Gazrinin? It's uncommon. Must be that Shita holds its common. That's what Tosis is pointing out. See, the Gemara doesn't say black on white. Didn't say it's cause it's common, but it's got to be common. Otherwise, you wouldn't make a gzeira. There's an accepted principle in Shas, Milsa lo shchicha lo gazer b'erbanan. Everyone holds of it. So if that shita holds gazerina, it must be the shita holds it's common. You understand what I'm saying? That's what Tosfos is pointing out. Number one, he's pointing out there's a shita that argues in our Gemara. And number two, I want you to know that shita that says gazerina is based on the fact that it's common. That's what he's driving at. Go ahead. However, ulamai de chashiv lay, according to the way we paskin, go ahead, that we paskin that two guys are uncommon and we don't make the gzeira. Go ahead. No, b'faneinu nechtam, the Bach says, very good. Oh. Period. Now, what's he bothered by? Do you guys recall that we had a long time ago Tosis on Gimel Amud Aleph? Take a quick look. On Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosis Dibramaska Hocha Befanai. Take a look at Tosis Dibramaska Hocha Befanai. Gimel Amud Aleph. You see where it says Vomari? The end of that Tosis? It's the second wide line of the lines of Tosis. You see that, Adam? Dibramaska Hocha Befanai Vomari, towards the end of the line. Go ahead, read that. How did Rabba know that Yadanu does not work? How does Rabba know that Yadanu doesn't work? We know Yadanu is not good because you don't know if it's Lishma. Befana means you were there when you saw it written and signed. Yadanu, it doesn't ensure that you were there, right? So how does he know? He knows it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Echad omer fanei nechtam, shnayim omer faneinu nechtam, it's kosher. It said, Befaneinu. It did not say Yadanu. That's how Rabba knows that Yadanu doesn't work, and that's how Rabba came up with the Shita of Lishma. Okay? Is that, everyone got that? Why did they have to say Befaneinu? Now, I don't know. When we did that in Shir, I don't really have a good answer how Rav is going to get rid of that. Okay? Maybe it's just symmetry because it said Befaneinu in the Mishnah. Okay? But the bottom line is that Rabba Adam knows Lishma is good and Yadanu does not work because Yadanu means you know that the signature. It doesn't mean you were there because it said the word Befaneinu. It didn't say Yadanu. Okay? Oh, let's turn back now. Tosfos says, how does Rabba know that Lishma, Yadanu, doesn't work? Because it said Befaneinu. But it's talking about Acher Shalomdu. What does Acher Shalomdu mean? What does Acher Shalomdu mean? You don't need to verify it's Lishma. You don't need the words Befaneinu. You don't need them. They're meaningless. It's Acher Shalomdu, right? How can Rabba say, I know that Yadanu does not work because the Mishnah says Befaneinu? You don't need Befaneinu. It's not necessary. It's Acher Shalomdu. Oh, you'll tell me the Gzeira Shem Yasu Dabla Kukula? It's two. We're going like the day of the way we paskin. The two guys are uncommon. How can Rabba say I have a sheer Chloe that I know the Shema is right because it said Befaneinu in the Mishnah and not Yadanu? You don't even need Befaneinu. It's Acher Shalomdu. All the Mishnayos are Acher Shalomdu. You follow me? That's Tosis Kasha. How did Rabbi say, Mikoach of the Mishnah that it said Befaneinu, I know that Yadanu is not good. You don't need Befaneinu. You hold Lishma, it's Acher Shalomdu. So how can he say there's such a diuk? Okay, you ask me, Rebbe, why does it say Befaneinu? I don't know why. Rabbi will say, I don't know why. Maybe just symmetry, like I said before. But you don't need the words Befaneinu. How can Rabba say, I got it from the Mishnah? Mikoach means from the strength of the Mishnah. You don't even need to say it. It's Acher Shalomdu. And there's no Gzeira because it's two guys, it's Musul Shchicha. That's what Tosis is bothered by. This is Tosis Kasha. Has everyone got it? That's how he prefaces it by saying, Ulamai dechashav le Musul Shchicha. And according to the Ma'an Amar, who meaning our sheet that holds Lo Shchich, what do you do? Harek Tani Perek Sheni, Shnaim Rami Faneinu. Nechdam, the daik min rabbi yadanu lomahani. I've gotten the mistama ayri Acher Shalomdu. If it's Acher Shalomdu, you don't need the faneinu. So how do you make a diuk? The yadanu is not good. You understand what I'm saying? Does everyone get this kasha? That's the kasha. Everyone got it? Yoni, you got it? If it says befaneinu, that means yadanu is not good. But befaneinu didn't need to be said. It's Acher Shalomdu. It's extra. You can't even daik from a word. A message, a halacha. You want to learn a halacha from a word? That's if the word is needed. The word's not even needed. You understand what I'm saying? That's the chiddush. That's Tosis Kasha. So what's Tosis Teretz? Go ahead. Oh, even though all the Mishnayos are what? Achar Shalamdu, but the Mishnah taught us a stage of Kodem Shalamdu, and it says Befanenu. Meaning Befanenu is needed when it's Kodem Shalamdu. And therefore, if Befanenu is needed, Yadanu is not good. So I know Befanenu means you need Lishma. How Rava gets out of that, we got to think more. Maybe because there's symmetry in Mishnah that said the word Befanenu. You got it? Does that answer palatable to you? Adam, is that answer palatable? If all the Mishnahs are Achar Shalamdu, are you going to tell me the Mishnah said Befanenu to teach me a stage of Kodem Shalamdu? All right, it's an answer. But seems a little bit difficult, no? All right. Let's look at the Rabbi Kivager. Okay, I'm going to read the Rabbi. Excellent job, Ed. Very good. Let's look at the Rabbi Kivager. Okay, I didn't give it to you, but please look. Let's get it. Okay? Tosus, does everyone have it? Gilyan HaShat, Sosnim HaSakal Beit Trey V'chule. Mikom HaKom Nakit B'Fanenu, Shum Dekodim Shalomdu. Lo Zachisi Lahavim. Rabbi Kivager says, I was not privileged to understand. Daha, Lo Tzarech Lomar Klal. He says, I don't understand what on earth Tosus is saying. What did Tosus, he doesn't say like we said. Tosus gave an answer that Befanenu is needed for the stage Kodem Shalomdu. He says, I don't understand on earth what Tosus is saying. You don't have to come on to this, Teretz. Tosus maska beit shei v'chuli. B'kol kam nagu v'nei mishum Kodem Shalomdu. Lo zachisi lahovin. Da lo tzarech lo mar klau. You don't need to say what Tosus said at all. Why? Ve'eich shayich u'shnaim omrim. U'be'emis. Hamavur besugya, the sham. Where's the sham? Where's the sham? Adaf tetzayin and yudzayin. We saw this morning. The lishna kama savar. Please get this. The lishna kama savar. The masnissen myri davke below asuya beitrei. What did the lishna kama say we're talking about? Remember, I told you. I just said what the crux was. What's the crux of the first lashon? What is the crux of the first lashon? And what was the crux? One shliach, meaning lo asuya beitrei, right? There was one shliach. Wasn't yotze mitachas yedei shneim. Correct? Look inside what he says. The sham lishna kama sovereign misnissa mayri davka below asuya beitrei. Diba asuya beitrei lo tzarech la amira klal. Asuya beitrei, you don't need any amira. If both shluchim, we paskin shneim ein tzarichim, right? Yes? We paskin shnayim ain't shrichim. John, you got this, Rabbi Kivager? De'i kirava ikiraba, de beitrei lo shna. I don't care, says Rabbi Kivager. You hold like Rava, you hold like Rabba. Two guys, do they have to say or not? Not if you hold like the Lashon Rishon, you have kiyum, and we don't hold of what? Yachzer double kakul, because two is uncommon. Oh. The idach lishna, what's idach lishna mean? Lishna sheni, lishna basra, muki bi yotzi mi beitrei. What was the crux of lishna shniya? They are both what? Shluchim, yes? The Lishna, the Yidach Lishna Muki Biyotzim Beitrei, the Sfirle La Rabba, Gam Biki Agavna, Tzarech Lomer B'Fanein Echtav. According to Rabba, do you have to say B'Fanein Echtav in the second Lashon? Someone tell me, yes or no? Second Lashon. Second Lashon, we said, was Lefi Rabba. Do you have to say two people? Yes. Why? Because the second Lashon held the Gzera was commonplace. Gazrinin, that sheet of Gazrinin. Yes? Okay, but the Rabbanan, we pass him like the Rabbanan. Look inside. V'idach lishna muki biyotzim v'yotzim 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 Al korcha de masnissen de hasam myri below isuya beitrei. Let me ask you a question, says Rabbi Kivager. Our Gemara is like which lashon? Our Gemara says that two guys are uncommon. Which lashon does our Gemara have to hold like? The first, exactly. Look what he says. Vim kein lamanam reshmaitz and asuya beitrei lo tzarech lomer. Al korcha de masnissen de hasam. That means the Mishnah over there is talking about what? Where both of them are not shluchim. Uka lishna kama sham. Uda memela b'fanenu davka. Sarach la'ayin godol. Meaning that if the Mishnah is talking about one shliach, yes? If the Mishnah is talking about one shliach, you better believe you must say b'fanenu. You have to say b'faneinu. You have to say b'faneinu. Why do you have to say b'faneinu? Because you can't fall back on saying, what was the whole deal? If there are two, if both of them are shluchim, when I wrote shnayim einu tzorach, I'm assuming that they're both shluchim. This whole machlokas is if they're both shluchim. But if they're not shluchim, then of course they have to what? Say b'faneinu nechtav. What was the case of the Mishnah? One guy said b'faneinu nechtav, and two guys say b'faneinu nechtav. What was Tosas Kasha? Tosas Kasha is that b'faneinu is extra. Why is it extra? Because why? Because you have two guys there for Kiyum, and it's Achar Shalamdu. And two guys who don't make a Gzeiran, right? So what was Tosas Kasha? Well, how can Rabbi Medayik from the word b'faneinu? You don't need to say b'faneinu. You know what Rabbi Kivegra asks? You better bet your bottom dollar you need to say b'faneinu. Why do you need to say b'faneinu? Because the first Lashon is talking about the Mishnah where there's only one Shliach. If there's only one Shliach, only one of the guys is the Shliach. Either the guy who said b'faneinu nechtav, or one of the two guys that said b'faneinu nechtav. But it doesn't make a difference. You only have one Shliach. So therefore, what must you do? You need to say b'faneinu nechtav. You need to say b'faneinu nechtav. Because the only way that you could fall back on what? The only way that you could fall back is what if they're both shluchim? If they're both shluchim, here they're only one of the guys is a shliach. If one of the guys is a shliach, then what? Then you definitely, if one of the guys is a shliach, the other guy's not. Though the two guys might not be. So if the other two guys might not be, you need to say the word b'faneinu. It's not that it's extra. It's only extra when what? When they're both the shluchim. This is what Rabbi Kivegar asks. He says, why is it that the Taisa says that b'faneinu, what did Tosa stand on his head and say? What did Tosa stand on his head and say? What did he say? He said that no, b'faneinu is talking about a stage of kodem shalomdu. Rabbi Kivegar says, why do you need to say that? You don't have to say that at all. What was Tosa's answer? We said it was a very, very, very bizarre answer. That b'faneinu is talking about kodem shalomdu. If it's kodem shalomdu, therefore what? You need to say lishmo. It said b'faneinu, not yadanu. That's how Rabbi knows b'faneinu lishmo is required. You need b'faneinu, yadanu is not good. Rabbi Kivegar says, you know what? Why does Taisa have to say, if all the Mishnahs are Achar Shalamdu, you're going to tell me what that one time when it said b'faneinu is talking kodem shalomdu? Difficult. Rabbi Kivegar says, I can prove to you that b'faneinu was needed to be said. And therefore, that's how Rabbah got it. Because our Gemara said that two guys are uncommon, yes? The Gemara on Daf Tet Zayin said, according to the Lashon Sheni, the Mishnah was talking about two shluchim, yes? And it said both of them have to say. Because of what? The two guys are common. So our Gemara cannot be like what? Like the Lashon Rishon? You know, I'm going to write Gemara Shelanu. Our Gemara's got to be like the first Lashon. That the Mishnah's talking about where only one of the guys is a Shliach. If only one of the guys is a Shliach, because it's talking about Ein Yotzi Tachzid Ishtayim. If they're both Shluchim, then they don't have to say anything. You're right. But if one of them is a Shliach, they have to say something. If only one of them is a Shliach. Let's see, what's the case? One of them said B'fanei Nechtav, and the other two said B'faneinu Nechtam. Yes? Let's say the one guy who's the Shliach is the B'fanei Nechtav man. Right? How do you know the other two guys? How do you know that what? How are you going to know Kiyum? So what's the answer? How are you going to know Kiyum? From those two guys. And what did the Mishnah say they have to say? B'faneinu. Why doesn't it say Yadanu? It must be B'faneinu is needed for what? For Lishma. Does everyone get what I'm saying? It's not that hard. It really isn't. It's really not that hard. Nachum, I'll say it again. Rabbi Kivegar is saying, that's why I say you never would have been able to understand this Rabbi Kivegar if you don't see that Gemara. Everyone gets the proof of Rabbi Kivegar. How do you know our Gemara goes like the Lashon Rishon, not the Lashon Sheni? How do you know that? Someone tell me, how do you know that? Because what did our Gemara say that two guys are what? Are uncommon. What did the Lashon Sheni say over there, according to the Chachamim? Lashon Sheni worked with Lishma. What did it say? The Rabbanan say it's possible. Why is it possible? Because Gazrinin, Shemi Yachsu Double Kukula, they hold two guys are common. So by definition, it's such a chap, Rabbi Kivayu. The first, our Gemara cannot hold like the Lashon Sheni. Because our Gemara holds two guys are uncommon. And we don't make Xavier. The second Lashon said two guys are common, you make Xavier. So by process of elimination, our Gemara must hold like the first Lashon. And what did the first Lashon say? The first Lashon said that we're talking about a case that the Mishnah is talking about only one of the two guys are Shluchim. Actually, I should say one of the three guys. Because the case in the Mishnah over there was what? Befanei Nechtav, and two guys said Befaneinu Nechtav. Or one guy said Befanei Nechtav, and one guy said Befanei Nechtav, right? Both those cases. Only one of them is the Shliach. If only one of them is the Shliach, right? If you think about the case of one guy Befanei Nechtav, and two guys Befaneinu Nechtav, one guy, let's say, was the Shliach, the other two guys are just Stam Eidim. They weren't Shluchim. So the Mishnah says they have to prove Kiyum. What are they going to prove? They have to say the word Befaneinu. Rabbi says, why Befaneinu? Yadanu should be enough. Must be Befaneinu is needed to tell us the din of Lishma. That would have been beautiful. Why does Taisus have to stand on his head? And I mean this really literally. Not literally Mamash, but Taisus Mamash is doing somersaults. He's doing somersaults to say Befaneinu is talking about the one case where it's Kodim Shalomdu. Rabbanu Shalom. All the Mishnahs were saying Rach Shalomdu. Daf Beis, Daf Tes, the second Perek, Daf Tet Vav. Now Tosh says, Befaneinu there was talking Kodim Shalomdu. That's how Rabbah knew that Befaneinu tells me Lishma, and Yadanu is not good enough. Rabbi Kivayu says, you don't need to say that. I can prove to you that our Gemara holds like the Lashon Rishon. And if it's the Lashon Rishon where there's only one of them is the Shliach, then when two guys say Befaneinu Nechtam, two guys saying Befaneinu, why do they have to say Befaneinu? Just say Yadanu. They're not even Shluchim, those two guys. They're not even the Shluchim. They happen to have been there, and they happen to have a trip there to Yisrael. And they're there at the Nesinus again. Let them say Yadanu. Must be, since the Mishnah said Befaneinu, that only Befaneinu is good and not Yadanu, because we have to verify it's Lishma as well. Everyone chap that? That's what Rabbi Kivayu said. Everyone chap it? Yeah? Yitzhak, you got it? That's the word of Rabbi Kivayu. Lozachisi lehovin. Klal, he says, no. No, lozachisi lehovin. That's what Rabbi Kivayu is asking. The beautiful four. There's just no way we would have understood it without seeing the Gemara there. The chap, the point, the crux of his chiddush is that he proves that our Gemara's got to be like the Lashon Rishon. That's the chap. That's his chiddush. And it makes sense that Tosis prefaced that whole point. There's opinion that says it's common. Our Gemara says not common. So that's the chiddush. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi.
You can't say that our Gemara was going to the figure of Yehuda and the Lashon of Asher.
No, because we hold like the Rabbanan. We don't hold like the Yehuda. That's why that Tosis, and that is why, I mean, it even makes the question so more difficult. I mean, you think to yourself, why do you think Tosis, what, Tosis just trying to show off his Bekiyas? He knew Shas. Why does he have to point out there's a sheet that hold two guys are common? I think for that exact point, there are sheetas out there that hold two guys are common, but our Gemara happens to hold not that way, and our Gemara paskins like what? The Yaseid Shalotimot, the peg that shouldn't move, like Ravami. Our Gemara holds like that. But Rabbi Kivayu says, you know what? Our Gemara holds like that? So if our Gemara holds like that, finish it up. That means only one of the guys are the Shliach. And in the case of one guy saying Mefanei Nechtav, and the other two that say Befaneinu Nechtam, it could be the one guy that's the Shlich, the Befanei Nechtav guy. Then these other two guys are innocent bystanders that were there. And they're going to come testify of Kiyum. So why does the Mishnah say, Befaneinu? Must be Yadanu is not good. That's why Rabbah knows Befaneinu means Lishma. Not because Befaneinu is talking about a case of Kodim Shalomdu. It's Acher Shalomdu. It's Acher Shalomdu. Of course it's Acher Shalomdu. But we're going with the first Lashon. First Lashon work with Kiyum. Rava, Metratz, Kilishnakama. Work with Kiyum. And Lishma. Both. Right? So why do you have to say Befaneinu? The reason why you have to say Befaneinu is because Rabbi says, aha, now I know you need Lishma. Yadanu is not enough. Now, according to Rava, why did it say Befaneinu? Okay, maybe because of symmetry-wise. But you don't need to say Rava. We know Yadanu is acceptable. No problem. We learned that in Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay, everyone got that? This is the vort we want to say, Rabbi Kivega. I didn't notice it yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't notice it. For a little while. I saw it this morning in Gideon HaShas. But it's Geshmak. Mamish Geshmak. I don't have an answer. I didn't see any of the Achronim answer the Kasha. In fact, I was looking in the back. I bought last week Miss Yifta. They have the notes. Tremendous work. He didn't even quote the Rabbi Kivega. The Yisra Bracha says, Ayin Mashahiksha Akana Gon Rabbi Kivega. I did. I looked. We did it. I didn't see anyone answer the kasha. I didn't get a chance to look in the Otsum before Shia Talmud. Blin that over the weekend. We'll have to try to look. Maybe he tries to answer the kasha. But this is what Rabbi Kivager says. Okay, now, we have to go to the din now of, I don't know if we have time. Let's go to Chumash. So Sunday we got to pick up the second. We didn't even have enough time to the second Mahalach of Ma'ilu. So on Sunday we'll pick that up and we got to go by Kidor. Let's go to Chumash. Okay.